Well, welcome to my daily teaching ministry. It's great to have you here with me. Pull up a Bible, a notepad and a pen. And today I'm going to continue with my series for this week, which is all about the basics of faith. I'm going to be teaching how to move in faith, what faith is, what faith is not, and really how to activate faith in your own life. And I believe this is such a vital subject. I tend to put Christians into two groups. Maybe this is wrong, but it works for me. Whenever I meet a Christian, I'm looking to discern, are you in group A and group B? And it's not about Jew or Gentile, slave or free. It's not about male or female. It's not about Catholic or Protestant. I want to know, do you understand faith? And the sad reality for me is I genuinely think 99% of Christians I meet do not get faith. And the really sad thing is that of those who don't understand faith, the vast majority of them think that they do understand faith. And you'll often get people saying the right words. They've been around some faith teaching and they'll use the buzzwords. I'm confessing this, proclaiming this, and I believe. And yet, so often as a pastor, you get with people and after a few minutes, the faith language falls apart. And then they tell you what they're really thinking, what they're really believing. I've sat down with people again and again and again who'll tell me, you know, by his stripes I'm healed, and I confess I'm healed, and I believe I've received, and I'm waiting, blah, 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 blah. And then after 5 minutes they're going, but it's not working, I don't ever believe God will heal me. And that's what they actually believe. One is resident here as doctrine or knowledge. The other is what's actually going on in the heart. And God is interested, and so am I, and I believe so are you, in us having a faith that's actually real. A faith that works. A faith that produces results. A faith that connects us with God. And a faith that appropriates to us and for us all that Christ has provided. In one sense, if Jesus had, you know, Jesus has, obviously, but Jesus having provided this amazing salvation so rich and free, if we simply live off 1% of that, you know, what a sad thing that would be. I don't know why I was thinking that, but I spoke at a wonderful church this weekend, and the pastor friends took me out for lunch afterwards to a wonderful steakhouse. And imagine if, you know, they ordered something. I ordered something for myself. I ordered a big full rack of ribs the other day. And imagine if I ate about 5% of that and then just sat there, pushed back and go, that's not enough. I mean, that's enough. That's all I need. You know, and I just left the rest. And I could imagine my friends legitimately going, well, Graham, but we're paying for this. You know, we provided it. We're going to pay the bill anyway. It's a little bit insulting if you only take a tiny bit of what has been paid for and you don't think you're worthy of it, or I'll just get by with, you know, a tiny bite and I won't eat the whole meal. I tell you guys, faith appropriates what God has provided for us. We began yesterday reading Hebrews 11, and of course verse 1, which is faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. And I also quoted that from the Classic Amplified Version, which says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of the things we do not yet see, the conviction of the reality, faith perceiving as a real fact that which is not yet revealed to the physical senses. And where I'd like to go with you really quickly today, and I think this is actually really vital, and it's only recently I think I began to see this as clearly as I should, and I probably don't yet see it as clearly as I should. I've spent a lot of my life teaching on faith, and I love the subject of faith. I love experiencing faith. I love experiencing what faith produces. And yet, I want you to think through this with me. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. A couple of verses later, we read the verses, by faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made by things which are visible. That sounds like old English, but let me try it a different way and say the same thing. the things you can see were not made by other things you can see. The seen is not made by the seen. And I want to suggest to you that one of our biggest challenges when it comes to faith, and I realize now as I look back over my own life, one of my largest challenges is I would believe I had faith when I felt faith, when I had an emotion of faith. Of course, I'd believe I was in faith when something happened, bang, something immediately happened in front of my eyes, wonderful. But I would also believe that I had faith when I prayed and I had this deep conviction in my heart. Ooh. And I've actually even heard teaching upon that, you know, we should pray and we should, God will give you this knowing, this feeling, this. And can I tell you, again, I think God can give you those things, but that's not faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, the evidence of things not heard, the evidence of things not tasted, the evidence of things not felt, the evidence of things, you know, not yet revealed to the five physical senses. And I had to come to the conclusion, and I want to suggest that you take some time to think this over today, that faith really exists in the realm of the spirit, not in the realm of our emotions. And we shouldn't try to feel faith. We shouldn't try to evaluate whether we have faith, whether we're moving in faith, whether we've received something by faith, whether our faith is working by any feeling, any physical sense, any emotional sense, any soulish sense. That I want to encourage you, you have faith. You are a believer. You're not a doubter, you're a believer. If you're born of God, He's given unto you the measure of faith. Now you can grow and expand your faith. You know, the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. I think without twisting scripture, we could equally say we walk by faith and not by what we hear. We walk by faith and not by what we smell. We walk by faith and not by what we touch, taste. Yeah, those senses. We walk by faith and not by what we feel in our emotions. And I'm recalibrating in this season a lot of what I think and believe, because I realize that so much of charismatic Christianity actually centers around the emotion and having a spiritual experience in the emotions. Again, is that wrong? No, it's great. It's great to feel God. It's great to feel the Holy Spirit in these things. And yet that doesn't mean it's any more true when we feel those things. And it doesn't mean it's not true when we don't feel those things. There's a verse, we're going to continue with this verse tomorrow, but 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but rather at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You know, one of the translations for the word temporary is changeable or subject to change. If you can see it, it can be changed. If you can see it, it's real, but it's not permanent. I could say to you, I have a pen in my hand. I have a Mont Blanc pen. Now that's true, but it's no longer true. It was true, but it's not an eternal truth that will run throughout all of, you know, eternity, past, present, and future. It's true in the moment, but when the pen's no longer in my hand, it's no longer true. And I want to encourage you and tell you that there are many things which are true in your life, but they're not the truth. The truth sets you free from what is true. And God calls us to a life, not a life where we're denying what we see, taste, feel, smell, touch. Not a life where we're denying what our emotions are, what we feel, what we don't feel. We feel confident, we don't feel confident. I think I used to confuse faith with a sort of emotion of internal assurance and confidence. And I want to encourage you, faith is of the Spirit. You have faith. And we are to walk, we are to act, we are to build our lives. We are to step out of the boat of our own experience onto the rock of God's Word. Not based on how we feel about it, but based on how we believe about it. Again, we're going to continue with this tomorrow, but you are called to change things. You are called to shape things. You're called to frame your world with the Word of God. You are called to change the world around you and bring God's will, not que sera, sera, whatever will be, whatever I see will be, but rather let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Selah. I'm going to continue with this tomorrow, but I encourage you read those verses, 2 Corinthians 5:7. 2 Corinthians 4:18, Hebrews 11:1. Get a classic amplified or Google that and read that again. Faith perceiving as a reality that which is not yet revealed to the physical senses. More on this tomorrow. Hey, if you are on my YouTube channel, I encourage you to hit the subscribe button down there. Over 1 million subscribers right now. Do check out the links below. Why not sign up for our email newsletter? And I will send you some daily encouragement, news, travel, meetings, and so much more each week. Thanks for watching, guys, and bless you.